Talk About with Jeff Carter.
Sally's joined me and we're talking about other motorists, because of course it's always the other person's fault, the kind of annoying things that they do, the kind of things that we're annoyed by. I tell you what I always find amusing, it's not so amusing when you're involved in it yourself, but when you get a motorist who is obviously annoyed with another motorist and maybe they're doing some gestures and you can actually see the pure anger on their face, you know, gritted teeth, and their eyes almost look as if they're going to bulge out from their head.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, because I've observed this sometimes when I'm walking along, and because you can't notice it when you're driving yourself.
No.
But when you see two motorists, and you're thinking to yourself, when you look at it from afar, it's like, well, you're getting nowhere by doing that.
No, exactly.
You can make those gestures with your fingers there. You can grit your teeth as much as you want, but actually, the other person doesn't even know what you're doing.
No.
It's kind of like, it's almost like a wasted thing, isn't it, really? But I can see how it's easy to get wound up. And normally people do that when somebody's cut them up in, maybe come in a bit too close to them. So what kind of things have you noticed on your drive?
Well, I think the main thing is, or I think, is that it's just not personal. So even usually, you know, if you're the person who's done the cutting up, or you've been, they're not doing it. They've not gone, oh, here comes Sally, I'm going to cut her up. So even though you get, you know, you want to be the gestures and things, there's no point because they don't even know who you are. And it's so awful when you've done something wrong or I've done something wrong and their car pulls up next to you at the next traffic lights and you have to sit there staring straight ahead. You're thinking, I'm not going to look at them. I'm not going to look at them. And they're just, that stupid woman, what's going on?
You are right. That's the most embarrassing thing, isn't it? People may gesture at each other. They may beep their horns at one another. And then 5 seconds later, they're both stuck at a red traffic light.
I know.
It's so embarrassing.
Oh. And you just, and you can't wind down the window and go, I didn't mean it. I was just, I'm really sorry. Because then they might punch you, or you might punch them if it's the other way around.
Because that's interesting, because if that was maybe in the office place or with friends, you may then go to them and say, look, I misjudged that situation, or I'm sorry about it. But once you've got all that metal around you, suddenly you can't communicate with each other.
No, absolutely. And I was in America once in a hire car, and we came up to a junction and they're a bit complicated, American junctions. Anyway, these two young lads in a big pickup truck came alongside us and they were indicating us to wind our window down, and we were thinking, are they going to shoot us or what's going on?
No.
So we kind of carefully wound our window down, and this charming young man said to me, excuse me, ma'am, do you mind if we go first? Because he could see that we were a hire car and we didn't know where we were going, and he was just politely asking if when the lights changed he could pull out in front of us and go ahead. And so we were, of course you can. And so that's a perfect solution. But of course, before we wound the window down, we were just really worried because we didn't know what they were going to do.
And that's an interesting point, because normally when people communicate with each other in cars, it's always a negative
thing.
Absolutely. It's always I'm going to tell you off.
Yeah.
The only exception to that is when people put their hand up for somebody's allowed you to go forward first. Allowed you to go through a gap or whatever.
But that's the other thing, isn't it? If you do allow somebody, you do expect a thanks.
That's true. Yeah. And the worst thing is when they don't thank you.
When they don't thank you. No flashing lights, no hand in the mirror. You know, you just think, oh, well, I'm not going to do that again.
Yeah, absolutely. That is very true. Or the worst thing is you've maybe waited for 3 or 4 of them and none of them has acknowledged you.
No, that's
not one. Like the first one goes through and you think, okay, look, I'm going to let you off. Number two goes through, no acknowledgement. And by the third one, you're thinking to yourself, what am I waiting here for when none of you have acknowledged me?
I'm just going to go through the next junction and not be polite.
And I've done that myself. I've thought, right, none of you lot thank me. The next time, I'm going through first.